Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It is time to pursue my passion in a new arena. While I'll be departing the House at the end of this year, I will never, ever give up fighting for this country that I love so much.
California Republican and former Speaker Kevin McCarthy put out a video confirming he's retiring from the House at the end of the year. Despite only serving a contentious 9 months as Speaker before being forced out in an unprecedented rejection, McCarthy sounded the note of optimism common to his public statements. When asked if he would abuse presidential authority if he wins re-election, former President Donald Trump told Fox News he'd start off a new term by being dictator for one day.
He says, "You're not going to be a dictator, are you?" I said, "No, no, no, other than day one. We're closing the border and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not."
The overwhelming favorite for the Republican nomination now regularly uses authoritarian rhetoric. Last month, he used the word vermin to describe his domestic opponents. At a press conference regarding a foreign aid package stalled in the Senate, President Joe Biden said he and probably 50 other Democrats would beat Trump. Biden also made an urgent plea for Congress to pass billions in Ukraine aid, warning that a failure to do so would hand Russian President Vladimir Putin a victory and embolden him to invade other European countries.
It's stunning. Who is prepared to walk away from holding Putin accountable? I tell you, I'm not prepared to walk away. And I don't think the American people are either.
Democrats in Congress are pushing to let people vote in federal elections in spite of a criminal record, which would restore a ballot to millions. Senator Peter Welch of Vermont and Representative Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts introduced the Inclusive Democracy Act Tuesday.
Our bill is a reflection of bold, progressive, democratic values. Because Republicans and the Supreme Court undermine voting rights and exclude Black and brown folks from participating in our democracy, we must be just as relentless.
The House is likely to vote next week to formalize its Biden impeachment inquiry, in part to make it possible to enforce subpoenas. A House committee wants to force the president's son to testify in a closed-door hearing. Hunter Biden says he would be glad to, but only if the hearing is open to the public. California Democrat Ted Lieu says there is no basis for the inquiry.
Even I know that you need evidence to go forward with an impeachment inquiry. Unlike with President Trump, he incited an insurrection. There was video of it. There was audio of it. Here, there's just no evidence.
Four Republican presidential candidates, not including Trump, met for a debate last night in Alabama. Some political observers described the race as a battle for second place between rising former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, and Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.